Good morning, Sean.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, here we are. It's that time of year, I suppose. November. Everybody starts coming down with a little sniffle, a little cold here and there. What are some of the things we should be watching for this time of year?
Well, you know, I think COVID-19 never actually went away, but certainly we've been seeing a bit of a ripple with on reserve in Alberta. We've had 37 cases since August, and that's a real underestimate because most people don't get tested, as you know. And we've had 11 hospitalizations and one death already. So although it's early in the winter, we've already seen evidence that the respiratory virus season has begun. We've only had one influenza case, but we're expecting influenza to arrive shortly. And as you know, we've already launched the province-wide vaccine programs for both influenza and COVID-19. So it's a good signal that the respiratory virus season has begun.
Could you maybe share a few tips on how we can protect ourselves this winter?
Well, the number one thing to do is to get that vaccine. They're safe to give together. They're widely available at health centers on reserve and at pharmacies everywhere in Alberta. And the COVID-19 vaccine looks to be a good match to what's currently circulating. You may be aware the virus changes and the vaccine has changed as well. And so it's a new booster vaccine, same kind of technology, but we're really hopeful that it'll be a better match to the vaccines that were available for the last couple of years. The influenza vaccine changes every year, and it seemed to work pretty well in Australia, so we're very hopeful that it'll be a good match. Time will tell. We haven't seen a lot of influenza yet in Alberta. The other interventions, we've all learned how to live with COVID-19, and I think it has to be a balance of being cautious, especially if you're elderly or at higher risk for severe disease because you have underlying medical conditions. But all of us should do our duty and stay home when we're sick to protect others. If you're at high risk for severe disease, mask wearing is still effective at preventing the spread of all respiratory viruses. And things like hand washing, tried and true interventions, we know that these things work, right? But it's just reminding ourselves of what we were doing last winter and the winter before, those things worked. Of course, there's no legal restrictions, and these things are all voluntary, except for in some very specific settings, like certain hospitals in Alberta, where there may be a requirement to wear a mask. But it's kind of taking our responsibilities seriously to protect ourselves and others. And once again, getting that vaccine, number one thing you can do.
And a little hand sanitizer and a fist bump doesn't hurt at all either.
For sure.
Dr. Sarin, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.